This is Monday Motivation, episode number 158. The Melissa Ambrosini Show. Welcome to the Melissa Ambrosini Show. I'm your host, Melissa, best-selling author of Mastering Your Mean Girl and Open Wide. And I'm here to remind you that love is sexy, healthy is liberating, and wealthy isn't a dirty word. Each week, I'll be getting up close and personal with thought leaders from around the globe, as well as your weekly dose of motivation so that you can create epic change in your own life and become the best version of yourself possible. Are you ready, beautiful? I just wanted to quickly remind you that if you haven't already, make sure you hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app. Mine is Himalaya. For those of you that have not heard of Himalaya, it's an epic brand new podcast app which has so many awesome and unique features no other podcast app has, like episode and channel playlists. It's free, so easy to find new shows, and is really user-friendly. So head on over to the app or Google Play Store to download it today. Don't forget to follow me once you're done so that you can listen to my episodes one day earlier than they're usually released. Pretty cool, huh? Think about your limiting beliefs for a second. Maybe they're, I can't launch my dream business. I'll never meet my soulmate. I'll never get out of debt. That doesn't happen to people like me. I'll never heal. I'm not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough. All your limiting beliefs are either borrowed from someone else, inherited from your parents or their parents or theirs, or something you soaked up along your journey, maybe from a school teacher or a friend. But, and this is a very big but, they aren't even yours. And they certainly aren't your truth. So what do you believe? What are your beliefs? It's time to get super clear on the old limiting beliefs that are either borrowed, inherited, or learned so that you can clear them out and decide what's actually your truth. No longer do you have to live with someone else's beliefs. What do you believe? Take some time to sit down with a pen and paper and work this out. Or you can take yourself through chapter 4 of my book, Open Wide, where I help you get crystal clear on this so that you can live in accordance to your truth and your beliefs.